from the challenger.
Log Talk Radio.
It wasn't from the champion.
Everybody should know that's how love goes. It's good.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Come on in. You're tuning in live to the Healthy Soul Talk Show with your girl, your favorite therapist, Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Come on in. I know it's snowing, it's a little windy, a little traffic outside, but guess what? We're here, we're live, and we are ready to talk. That's right, that's right. So if you can join us, share, tag somebody. We're going to talk about, sobriety, and I just made that into two syllables. Take two, all right? We're going to talk about healthy ways to celebrate this year, right? New Year's Eve and staying sober, all right? So welcome, and you can join us live on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in there. If you want to call in, dial 323-870-4375. Again, that's 323-870-4375. Press 1 to join. If you have a question for the show or just your comments, any feedback, you can email us at hst@ttlomedia.net. Again, that's hst@ttlomedia.net. You can join us on all platforms, social media platforms at Healthy Soul Talk. Of course, the show is sponsored by Healthy Soul Talk LLC, your full service behavior health firm, where we focus on quality mental health services, outpatient substance use treatment, as well as domestic violence for the dominant aggressors. All right. And anger management, right? So, of course, if you have any questions, you can call the office at 708-483-8455, or you can hit us up on Facebook in the DM, and we'll definitely connect back with you. All right. Again, welcome to the Healthy Soul Talk Show with your girl, your favorite therapist, Dr. Kimberly Thomas. And let's get to it, right? Got to check in with my great producers, Dr. King and Miss Latonya. How y'all doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm all right.
I'm well.
How was the celebration?
For
Christmas.
Oh.
Christmas. Oh,
wait,
okay.
I'm like,
what happened? Like, what we missed? We weren't invited.
Good celebration. Everybody get what they wanted.
I mean, do you go to the complaint line? Like, these are the things I did not get.
Were you clear with your request?
No,
you
weren't.
Okay.
No.
We'll try again.
You were clear with some of your requests.
But.
You said no gift card. That's being clear.
What's okay, gift card?
You're thinking about. I know what you're thinking about, but yes. In some aspects of Christmas, I did get some of the things that I wanted. You know, I checked it off.
Wow! Wow!
No, I'm serious.
Pettiness is real.
No, I was really being serious, but like,
I believe you started it. Dr. King.
Thank you.
So,
oh my God. It's the first time ever someone has ever sided with me, and it's like, feels so good.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So you got some of what you wanted, right? But you know. Okay. How about you?
I didn't get what I wanted.
Okay.
No.
But we're grateful for what we did. Really.
No, I'm not.
What?
I'm still waiting on my PS5. It didn't show up. I'm just playing. I'm good. I was satisfied with Christmas. I'm the easiest person in the world. I'm satisfied with Christmas. So yeah, I'm good. It was good.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right.
What about you?
You know what?
Uh-huh.
It went well. I didn't actually request anything.
Oh. Okay.
Should we interview the baby and see if she get
right?
Did she get everything that she wanted?
Because
did
she
you get everything that you wanted?
Yeah.
Bless her heart. That's so precious. She said yes.
Wow.
Hey.
Oh, y'all funny. Some of you are like, Lord.
You ain't know what was going to be said. You was nervous. You was You know what you was gonna say?
You know, it was meaningful, right?
Okay.
I think you know, just the different environment, and just, yeah, kids are older, and you know,
okay,
things worked out pretty well. And I hope you all that's listening, things went well for you for this season, right? Okay, but we have another holiday coming up, New mm-hmm. Year's Eve. And, you know, I feel that it's appropriate to talk about, right?
How much do you feel this way, though? I don't understand.
Why do I feel this way?
I was very upset when I saw your show topic today. I just want you to know that, but it's okay.
What? Okay, as we progress,
uh-huh.
it is hoped that you can express why it bothered you. Okay.
Okay.
And I could not let the year end mm-hmm. without talking about this subject matter,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's something we specialize in.
True.
Right. So it end because I've had.
I have a question.
Yeah. What's up?
So are there different holidays where suicide goes up, do people like, hey, New Year's looks really good for me?
For suicide, yes. This is the time, the season.
Okay.
So we also work with the forensic population, and one of the things we know that people that are incarcerated, so not just in the general public, but also and, you know, the jail system, suicide skyrockets or attempt skyrocket between November, December, and May. So it's something that we're very much in tune with, even in that environment, right? So, yes, this is the season where we see an increase in suicide attempts, right? I can't really account for the carrying out, right, because that comes out a little later. But we know the attempts definitely skyrocket. Right. And that could be in various ways. Right. Whether that's we have seen, which I'll talk about, get more into in a definite increase in overdoses this year. You know, and some would think, well, how or, you know, why? Right. But so many people have suffered tragedies. And, you know, if you were already going through something, right, you know, this was more of the go to. Right, the coping mm-hmm. strategy mm-hmm. for that. So we've definitely been able to pinpoint that overdoses have skyrocketed, and this is across, you know, the United States. Right, so it's something to look at as we enter, you know, a new year and what we want it to look like, and even to your loved ones. You know, I don't believe we should give rationale, right, to the increase in substance use, especially for those narcotics and, you know, heroin, cocaine, even the opiates, right? Many people prescribe medications, Xanax, right? These drugs are classic, right, for overdoses. And so, you know, it caused for us to be more attentive to our family members and not just, you know, think it's a phase or, okay, they'll get over it. It's not the case. Right. So it's just being more attentive and more proactive. Right. And helping out your loved ones and yourself. Right. So, yes, it is definitely that time of year. So hence, you know, the topic for this evening is just it's a combination of things. Right. Not just because we specialize in it, but also just if I can, you know, share my experience more as a clinician and what I've, you know, helped people through, not just, you know, one on one, but just the profession itself. And we come together and we talk and we're just finding where, you know, substance use, what we work hard with individuals, and individuals are working hard to make substance use the last coping strategy. It's now the first. Right. So imagine this celebration that's coming up for some. Right. We want to take some precaution. Right. So hence, we're just talking about tonight, five ways to celebrate, you know, New Year's Eve. And that's just really so we won't be in the traditional mindset of getting it in, right? Because it's been a rough year, or we deserve it. But more of like, okay, let's go out, right? Let's go out in a way that sets us up for a greater year, right? A great year for 2021. All right. So that's where this is. And so, you know, Dr. King, you know, feel free, you know, to give your thoughts on the subject matter. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So here we go. We know we always start with, did you know? That is, you know, relates to the topic. And so the first did you know is it's about binge drinking, right? And some people know the clear definition of this, and others, right, may have another thought or perception about it. But binge drinking is a pattern of alcohol consumption that involves drinking a lot in a short period of time. Okay, we got it? So it involves consuming a lot of alcohol in a short period of time. And it suggests that for women, four or more trusted source drinks, and I'll talk about that in a minute, in 2 hours is considered binge drinking. And for men, five or more drinks in 2 hours.
Okay, hold on. 2 hours is the time frame.
2 hours. Within 2 hours.
Within 2 hours.
Within 2 hours.
How many drinks for a man is considered what now?
Five or more.
Five or more in a 2 hour period.
2 hour period.
Five drinks, 2 hour period. Let me think.
So
okay.
Right?
For a woman, how many?
Four or more.
Four drinks in a 2 hour period.
Trusted source drinks. Now in essence, what that means
trusted
is that
trusted source drinks. Like, you mean from a professional bartender?
That, in addition to, we know that it's one standard drink, right?
Not somebody who just don't know how to measure.
Correct.
Or keep saying, yes. I don't taste the alcohol, yes. Let me keep pouring. Not those type of drinks.
No.
Okay.
Right? Because, in essence, in your red cup, you may have those four drinks, right? If you have...
In one cup.
In one cup.
Facts. Okay.
So that's kind of, you know, the measuring of is one standard drink, mm-hmm. right? And of course, if it's typically a distilled liquor, we say
like
1 ounce.
Tequila.
Yeah, the dark liquors too, Hennessy, you know.
Why is it that folk automatically, that's a whole nother, let me not, this show, let me be quiet.
What?
You went right to Hennessy. That just really irritates me about my people.
Because that's the common drink among.
You are so right. It is a common drink.
I'm just trying to.
Just put it all out there. That's from a professional doctor. I'm just saying.
Wait
I'm
a minute.
She said it.
What?
Dr. Thomas said it's a common drink. Common.
So typically common. An ounce, right? An ounce of that is considered one drink.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have someone who pours straight from the bottle,
mm-hmm.
you know, you may be getting more than an ounce, so therefore it's not considered a standard drink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. And, you know, let's be clear, right? This includes the fruity flavored, you know, drinks as well. Those typically, you know, have more than one standard drink in it. And so we just want to be conscious of that because, you know, when you're out and about, or even if you host a party at your house,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have bartenders, you know, that come to homes or, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Double shots, right? Some drinks require more than one type of liquor. So you want to be mindful that you can easily consume four more drinks within an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Just if we look at it from, you know, a literal standpoint, right? One standard drink is a specific ounce of a liquor, which typically beer is one standard 12-ounce beer, right?
Mm-hmm.
5% volume. Does that make sense? And so the more ethanol in it, the less of it you can have to be considered standard drink. Even with the wines, right? They have different proofs. So, and you have different glasses, right, of wine. Not all of them are the same ounce of wine glasses. So even that, you know, being careful that, you know, you can still have more than one drink in a wine glass, depending on the proof of the wine itself, as well as how many ounces the wine glass is, or whatever glass you choose to use.
Yeah, because the general pour is like 5 ounces, 5 to 6 ounces.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
So that would be like, you get like five ounces. You get about maybe 5 glasses out of a bottle.
Okay.
So normally what that ends up with, everybody gets, if it's 2 people, then 2 of you all both get 2 full drinks.
Okay.
And then y'all split in that last one.
Right.
The last pour. That's about right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
On a standard
bottle. Again, looking at that, yeah, how what? The proof.
Huh?
A bottle of what?
Wine.
Oh.
Hey, Felicia, I need to turn my head to look at the screen because the faces, y'all, I'm missing the comments. Hey, Felicia, stand and drink when you're at home. When you're at home, it's whatever. True. oh, my goodness. And that, you know, that's why we're talking about this, right? It's to make sure we're all on the same page with, you know, what your consumption really is. You know, this season. Okay, so the next did you know is alcohol will remain in your urine for up to 80 hours and in your hair follicles for up to 3 months.
Mm.
Right?
Okay.
Okay, it can remain. And it, again, this is dependent on how much you consume. Okay, you can very well carry over into the morning. Right. If you start at midnight consuming alcohol and you consume a significant amount, you probably need the entire next day. Right. To metabolize it out and get out your system.
To not drink.
Yeah. You can't keep drinking. Right.
Oh,
you got to stop drinking for it to metabolize out.
So there's a break needed in there.
There is a break.
Okay.
That's
got
needed
it.
In there. Right.
Got it.
And so, you know, and I bring this up because, you know, I work with agencies or organizations that have policies in place when they do random drops, right? And they find alcohol in the quick drops. And you know, some people are like, well, I consumed, you know, this time yesterday, right? And it's like, well, technically, what did you drink, right? And so what is... how did I still get caught up? And they really just don't know that, you know, you consumed a lot of alcohol. Now, whether your judgment is impaired or whether your eyes are still red, right, or they smell it through your pores, that's a whole nother, you know, mm-hmm. issue that you have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so some people just don't, you know, they don't put two and two together that if you just spent the last six hours of your night drinking, right, you're gonna need a full day probably to get that all out of your system.
Hmm.
Okay. All right, and then it can stay in your hair follicles for up to 3 months.
Hmm. Interesting.
Right. Yeah. So that is the did you know? Okay. And so we're talking about alcohol because I thought about, you know, we've been through a lot this year, and I know, we know what alcohol does to the body, and I wanted to, like, present the fact of, you know, this year we need not to get so inebriated, right, to where our brains can't produce memories. You know, when you consume alcohol, you literally can't remember, right? Your brain does not create memories, right? Mm-hmm. It's not holding, retaining, if you will, mm-hmm. what you're doing that particular night. Hence, you get people who wake up the next day and say, what happened?
So explain to me what really happened last night.
Right.
Right. That's what you're talking about.
Right.
Right.
Why am I here? Where are my shoes? And, you
right.
know.
How I end up with a 24-year-old.
Right.
Right.
No.
My thought.
You know, I'd say at least consider spending this last day of the year where your brain can create the memories because you've come so far, right? Why not spend it where you can at least remember what happens on the last day of the year? All right. So, yes, alcohol does impair your ability to remember what you do that particular day. All right. So here we go. Five ways, right, to celebrate New Year's Eve. The first one is, you know, start a new tradition. And so when you think about that, we've been starting a lot of new traditions since this whole pandemic started. And so there are many people who are tapping into doing something different, right? What does it mean to have meaningful time with your loved ones? Or if you create a new friendship, you're in a new relationship, what does that mean, right? When you say, let's start a new tradition. Right. And so if you look at this year, I know social media was blown up a lot. What's hot now, I think, for the past 2 years around Christmas are the matching pajamas.
Mm-hmm. So over that.
Felicia says back down, I've been really late.
I see you standing there. Such a happy, happy pair.
Oh, oh Lord.
Yeah, look at there. Look at there. The way your hair.
Oh, sorry.
Ow.
No one could tell.
No one.
I should have hit that note, but I felt it not going to happen.
The matching pajamas. That's hot now, right? And you see people, families, again, create new traditions, right? So in your own way, think about who you with, right?
Who you with?
If you desire to be around this person or people, this group of people, for a long period, you know, for years to come, why not create new traditions, right? Whether that be, which going to the last one here, doing a specific activity, right? If you've lost loved ones, how to recreate a tradition that remembers, right, or celebrates the life you share with them, right? Think about years to come, right? What tone do you want to set? What can we tap into, right? Again, whether that's your intimate relationship, your family, your immediate family, or your extended family members, or friends, right, close friendship. There's so many so many ways you can create tradition.
What you laughing at? Did we miss
Felicia
one?
Says, oh. Matching paychecks, put them pajamas up. So, oh, goodness. Yeah, so think about that, right? Think about new traditions you want to create.
Okay.
All right. Be creative, too. Right, be creative. All right, number two here. Those of you who are celebrating sobriety, think about why you started your journey towards sobriety. It's been a rough year. It's been very challenging emotionally. Yes, I have, you know, those close to me and people in the profession, and we serve people who are harm reduction, which is, you know, modifying what they drink. And we're only talking about drinking because that's legal, right? And understanding that there's a goal you have to meet, right? And so now is not the time to use New Year's Eve celebration to get it in before you stop. Right? And I've heard this, and I've worked with, and just, you know, had the honor to talk to people who use this method to say, you know, I'm just going to get it all in. Whether it was even a birthday celebration, right? They kind of used the latter part of the year to get, quote unquote, get it in. And it actually made the journey of sobriety more challenging, right? Because your body now wants what it wants, right? And you just fed it X amount or consumed X amount of alcohol. So now it's like, okay, what is it that you just did, right, a week ago, right, or a month ago? Where is it, right? And so they had to deal with the outcomes of their body going through a time where it craved, right, the alcohol, what it wanted, you know. And so when you think about sobriety, we want to continue to achieve sobriety and not sacrifice sobriety just for the sake of celebrating, right, the last day of the year. That's important. And I applaud everybody who, you know, everybody who has another year of sobriety, right? One day at a time, every day counts. And to get to the end of 2020 and you have still maintained sobriety, big ups to you. Congratulations, right? If you know someone who is in recovery, they've been sober, the pressure of the pandemic, right? The loved ones being lost, sickness all around us. If you know someone who's maintained sobriety, you need to celebrate them, right? And celebrate them with continuing sobriety and not offering them up, right, a drink.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I speak to those who, you know, you have your family members, you have your friends who say, hey, I don't want to drink anymore. Right. This is it. You know, I'm on this path of recovery. Right. And I want to do something different. To support a person in sobriety means that you don't offer them a drink. Right. You don't, you know, say, hey, this is it's just one because so sober is sober. Right. And to stop means to stop. And so it testing their strength to say no, right, it that means nothing, right, to sobriety in the sense of you making it challenging. It's not something just because they say no, there's this star that they get because, remember, they have to go back and process that, right? You've now put this seed out there. So it goes beyond them just saying no. Right. So let's not test our friends and family members. Let's appreciate them being sober. Right. Let me ask. So what do you do when people, if you consume, you know, if you're having a good time consuming alcohol and others around you don't drink, does that bother you all?
Say that one more time.
If you are consuming alcohol.
Yes.
It bothers you?
No, I'm saying yes.
Does it bother you when other people, like in your group, right?
If somebody doesn't drink?
Yeah, if they're not consuming it, you know, they just kind of looking at what they call it, spectating. And
no,
all
it don't
stuff.
Bother me. It doesn't, especially if I know that they're not drinking for a specific reason.
Okay.
No,
all right.
No more than when we were doing our, you know, eating or our lifestyle changing thing when people would drink soda and we couldn't
mm-hmm.
drink it
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. It mm-hmm. didn't bother me, no.
Okay. Okay. And, you know, because sometimes people who they had the goal of not consuming alcohol
mm-hmm.
when they're in the presence of others who are drinking,
mm-hmm.
they feel
obligated.
Yeah, obligated, like
mm-hmm.
this unspoken rule,
yep.
right, that I have to consume because or else I won't fit in or
mm-hmm.
I'll be looked at as being rude or, you know, not sometimes even judgmental, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not consuming alcohol. And so I want us to be just mindful of we can hang out with people who drink and don't drink.
Hmm.
Right? It
mm-hmm.
it shouldn't be a pressure or it shouldn't be, you know, this thing where you ask me one time and you come back 30 minutes later to say, are you sure you don't want, you know, a drink, right? And just being mindful of that, right? That if a person wants to consume alcohol, they will. Right. But also be mindful that possibly continuing to ask them if they want a drink could be pressure. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So remember that person is so that's doing in recovery. Right. Remember, you know, that person who we know need not to drink because when they do, they get a little out of pocket. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be conscious. Right. Of those around us to at least say, hey, we want a good time for everybody. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to, you know, keep questioning or keep asking you to consume. All right. Felicia says, more for me. don't consume it. And I'm cool with it, but don't preach to me about it. Yeah, I agree. I agree. And, you know, again, yeah, I agree with that. You know, we all can be in the same space having a good time. Right. And, you know, I've heard, you know, some people consume alcohol because it lightens them up. Right. To mingle and dance, mostly dancing and just
mm-hmm.
kind of blending in with the activity. And I'm just like, why not just work on your dancing skills? Right. Why do you have to consume alcohol just to, you know, literally dance?
That's like trying to tell Thanos to end the universe without the Infinity Stones. You asking Captain America to go save the world without his shield. You asking Thor to go out there with no hammer. I mean,
My goodness.
What you want us to do?
You listen.
Michael Jackson without the glove? Come on now.
But the more you consume alcohol, you won't even remember how you danced anyway.
But you still hit that. Ooh,
that's my jam.
Same.
Oh goodness! Whatever your social issues are, work it out before you consume alcohol. Right? Don't let alcohol be the driving force behind your social right engagement. Okay. All right. But yes, that was the second one. Think about why you started your journey towards sobriety. Right? Mm. Because there's another year you want to appreciate. Right? Mm. Which is being sober. Being in a strong recovery effort for yourself. All right. Another way to celebrate this New Year's Eve, and this is hot. This has really been up and coming, is to do what we call a midnight meditation. And so this basically is yoga is hot right now.
Yoga.
Right? Yoga. Yoga. Yoga.
Oh, I thought she's meant yogurt.
Yoga is hot right now.
Is
and
it?
Just all around centering yourself.
You do yoga?
No, I don't do yoga.
No,
I
was talking to you. I was talking to her. She looked like she was doing yoga all of a sudden.
Yeah, they do that in class.
Oh, okay. Y'all do yoga? For real? What kind of school is that? What in the world? All right.
Felicia said.
They used to have it at Polaris.
Yoga?
Yeah.
As we kept growing in the
school, I know we do mindfulness in my classroom.
We had a yoga instructor come in, and even for the teachers as well.
Mindfulness.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, to calm the spirit, to center ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna get a bunch of kids sleep.
That is true. That works too. So true. Felicia said, I've never had memory loss when drinking. Do you have to reach a certain amount? I just
mm-mm.
never
no.
had that.
Tell Felicia to stop now.
No,
Felicia,
don't.
You should stop typing now. Just
yeah.
Good evening, yeah. Kim. How are you? Kim Tully says, I had a party where you had to take a shot of tequila to get in, but unbeknownst to me, two people were struggling with sobriety. I felt horrible.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Wow.
Hey, where the party at?
Really?
Huh?
Really?
That's, man, you just got to do a shot to get in?
Yeah,
hey.
A shot to get in.
Man.
I'm coming in.
Bringing my own glass. Like right here. Right here. It's COVID, so you got to bring your own cup.
I'm kangaroo hopping in that bad boy.
And you know, just and I understand the concept of those type of parties, but you know, you have to be more compassionate, right, to those folk who want to join in on the
festivities. You're killing the buzz.
I'm not killing the buzz.
You're killing the people buzz early. You're going to have folk up in there thinking, hey, well, it's going to be Thursday. They're going to be like, that dang
you know
gone,
what?
Dr. Thomas.
My clients tell me that all the time. They're like, you know what? I thought about your face when your face came in my mind when I
see?
had
see?
This drink. I was like, what?
See?
Yes. If that works for you, so be it. Cheese.
I'm good.
Oh, my goodness. So midnight meditation, right? Midnight meditation is just an evening of centering yourself, relaxing, positive affirmation, just kind of walking yourself through gratitude and gratefulness and just, you know, deep breathing, right? You mentioned mindfulness. That could be a new tradition.
I'm grateful for this rum. That's what I'm... Oh,
so really thinking about, right, doing something different.
They see you on this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Baptist. What up, Abba Hashata?
What?
Glory.
That is not.
What up, Hashata? Hey.
That's what they call it, cheering.
Hey, my God. I should have used a highball glass. Hey, God. Hey.
Yes.
Well, I should have put two more ice cubes in here. Hey, my
Lord, help us.
Sorry, that's the wrong
one. Oh, goodness. So after you have a nice dinner,
yes, nice
right,
dinner.
You go get in some comfortable clothing
mm-hmm.
that you can stretch and
mm-hmm.
do your poses with and just breathe. You may have, you know, a diffuser or you know, some nice
that
aroma.
Like a lot of work.
You're setting the atmosphere.
But if you just keep drinking, you're going to end up
you're
in some comfortable
gonna
clothes
what
anyway.
You do.
You're going to end up real comfortable anyway because most of that stuff's going to come off.
You know what? Midnight meditation. All right, midnight meditation. Okay. At least midnight meditation takes the place of, right, a couple of drinks you would have had. How about that, right? Mm. We spend about, you know, 30, 45 minutes in some meditation, right? Felicia says Baptist people speak in tongues.
We did that.
That's what I was doing.
Yes, we got it.
Oh, goodness. All right, the next one here. You know, now, this is your tradition, right, in our culture as well, and I know others here. Attend a church service. I know we called it Watch Night.
Watch Night. You can watch me.
Yeah, that's kind of back in the old days.
Watch me.
Watch meeting.
Watch meeting. Yeah. Okay. Watch me.
So, thinking about that, right? Now, you know, there's been like a, okay, after we do service at church, right, we go out to get it in.
And God the glory. And now it's time to shut it down.
So it's, you know what, and, you know, I've had to do one or the other. You know, I just could never do both in one night for some reason. That's just me,
so
right?
You're saying went to church, you wasn't going to no party.
Right.
Or if you went to a party, or if you knew you was going to a party, you was going to skip church.
Yes. Okay, I see you start.
That's like you almost trying not to be a hypocrite. I understand what you're saying.
Yes. She definitely did all or nothing.
Right. So you know that of course there were years I didn't go to party, right? And then it just felt different because I was like, wow, I just, you know, laid myself out on the floor and where's my drink, right? So that's just me. It was hard to transition my mindset sometimes.
Okay.
But this one is, it, you know, and I always, you know, for some, is it enough? You know, is going to church after 10 p.m., right, bringing in the new year and whatever service you decide to attend, is that enough for you for the night of celebration? And if it's not, you know, what else do you need?
What else do you need?
Yeah, like to make the night complete, right? To have this sense of... Oh, my God. What?
Huh? What is that? That's what the people need.
But...
Are you saying outside of that?
Yeah, well, it's just... I have to think about that. Because
like, the people going to be ODing on crab legs and stuff on New Year's Eve, too. Well, we need to help them people. People going to be seafooding it up. Going to be
seafooding it up.
For real.
They save their whole purple platinum for this night.
What's the purple platinum?
The EBT card.
Oh, I don't know.
It's called a purple platinum.
Oh, okay. Look at
what. So I posed that question, right? Mm-hmm. Is going to church enough for you, for celebration on New Year's Eve?
It is for me.
You know what's it like really where you don't have to go and change your clothes or change your spirit, if that makes sense.
No, I used to go to parties like new big like in my club days. But then I stopped going to New Year's Eve parties even when I was clubbing because they were over. It was like the same place that I would go normally was trying to charge people. My whole thing was value. And I want value out of a party.
Okay.
And if a place that I was already going, I was getting in. First of all, I didn't believe in paying cover charges. I've never paid a cover charge in my life to get into a party. If I couldn't get in being me, I ain't going. So, but to tell me a place that you may have been charging people $10 at the door to get in, and now because it's New Year's Eve, it's $100 a person, and all that's gonna get me is a party favor, a hat, a little whistle, and one glass of maybe cheap champagne. That's what that $100 covers.
For a value of $7.
Because
so
just
have some party favors you can eat to the dollar store.
And you ain't even giving me real champagne. You giving me Asti Spumante.
Right. That's $7.99.
Y'all done went down to the Costco. So I can, man.
If we playing the prices right,
y'all are
you
funny.
You want to go up or down?
Lower.
$1.
Man. I'm not. So yeah, it didn't bother me. So okay. Then when I made my way back to the church house, I enjoyed watch service. I enjoyed the fellowship.
Okay.
And then, what happened afterwards was adults would end up at somebody else's house.
Correct.
At a small gathering. You didn't change clothes or nothing.
Right.
You just, you know, whatever you wore to church. If you was in jeans, you was in jeans. Because, you know.
I think that, of course, things have shifted now. So no doubt someone is somewhere planning a large gathering, right? But if we even think about what you just said, we take it back to the house, right? Where, you know, a smaller, right, circle of people are. You know, what do you want out of this experience? You know, what is it that you're looking for? And so, you know, to each his own, of course, but the point of this conversation is like being intentional, right? With, okay, you have this lineup of activities you want to do, right? How do you want to remember it? Right. It's so, ship.
Sound like,
oh my God, Kim,
what's my
told
drink?
Me that is funny.
What's that, champagne?
Pink champagne.
Pink champagne.
You gotta say pink champagne. Come on now with the pink champagne and 10 wings
it's
from
on,
Uncle Raymond.
Only,
that's
only,
my new deal right
no
there.
Y'all this close to having, what's that? Wild Irish Rose.
Hey,
y'all that
really?
Close.
Really?
That close.
Oh my goodness.
With sparkling Wild Irish Rose.
So, and I just. Sparkling.
Okay.
I cannot.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So yes, I encourage you to think about that. Like whatever your lineup is, right? Is it possible? You know, I challenge some of you who are used to getting just flat out inebriated to the point of passing out.
If that's the intent, I think there's a problem.
But you know, I think
because there are some people who drink with that intent. Like,
correct.
I'm trying to get toe up. I've never really drank with that intent.
Or it becomes a day of I don't have to pay attention. Right, just keep it coming. You know, and there isn't such thing as alcohol poisoning.
Yes, there is.
Right,
been there, done it.
That's not funny. So there isn't such thing in any.
How?
Chef Haley Ripple. Okay. How?
Yeah.
Champagne.
Alcohol poisoning.
Alcohol poisoning is when you end up in the emergency room, right?
Because, oh, I didn't go to the emergency room.
Okay. Where did you go to the parking
lot? I just went back to the house and laid down, and this eye was like, you couldn't even see the pupil in this eye right here.
Oh,
like,
wow.
That's how it, yeah. It was,
yeah, so you actually
1995.
Need to go. You need emergency intervention, medical intervention.
Probably should have some.
Right. And so it's one of those things where depending on what they have to do to release, you know, that's inside of you or some medication to address the alcohol poisoning. Right. So it's really hard because alcohol impacts any organ of the body. So it may be a sharp pain. It can be feeling really, really nauseous, passing out, right? So it's just really being in tune with your body. It can kill you. Need fluid and electrolyte placement. Kim Tony says, absolutely. You know, it's just one of those. Ethanol, which is in alcohol, it's the only drug that it can attack any organ, any part of the body, right? So that's why, you know, we see on most medication bottles, prescribed medications do not mix with alcohol because we know that there's some adverse reactions that could go on. Again, some people compromise taking medication around this time of year just for the celebration, right? And so when you talk about, well, is that a problem? It is a problem when you don't take your medication as prescribed by your doctor just for the sake of engaging in one activity, which is consuming alcohol, because you want to fit in, right? And so that's being mindful, you know, that, hey, what's more important, your health, right, or fitting in just to consume alcohol? You know, yes, you can get a DUI for both alcohol and your prescribed medication, so they can care less if it's a prescribed medicine for your diabetes or, you know, a psychotropic medication. If it's in your system at the time of the DUI arrest, guess what? It goes on your report that you mix these medications and it's listed, right? So it's just something you want to be aware of, that no, don't push your health aside just for the sake of, you know, bringing in a new year. And don't encourage other people. Like, if you know people, you know, that should be taking their medication, and you're listening to them and they're saying, hey, you know, ask them, right? Do you plan on taking your medication today? Right? Because we should not encourage people to stop just because they think they want to have a good time, right, on New Year's Eve. Right? So yes, I should hope that we are checking in on our loved ones, not to compromise their health for the sake of, you know, celebrating this quote unquote tradition of drinking.
Hope you got your insulin with you.
What? You can't mix that.
Oh, I'm just saying, bring your insulin. You know what I mean?
Really?
Well, your EpiPen, I mean, you know, whatever you need, just bring your stuff.
Are you encouraging, like, you?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have your cards available. So that way, Ty, that's a good idea. We could just have Dr. Thomas's information. So anybody that looks like they ain't going well, we'd be like, you know what? So that clears up. Here you go. We're going to offer you this beforehand. It's going to be our disclaimer. Go here if you feel like this might be a problem. There you go.
Kim Tony says, I also think that during this time of year, many people self-medicate with alcohol due to depression, anxiety, loneliness, et cetera, which we must be mindful. Yes. You know, and I like that. That's a great point. Because we have friends that say, yeah, just have a drink. What? Or you know, they you know, encourage, right, us to, this will help you relax, right? This will help get your mind off things, right? And you just have one drink after the other, and alcohol is a depressant, right? So it doesn't uplift you. It actually keeps you in that same, if not going to a more intense, right, level of depression and just whatever it is, the emotion, the loneliness, right? It just contributes to and validates, right, your feelings at that moment. She also, Kim Tony also says, also another issue is alcohol withdrawal, which is deadly and on the rise. So yes, alcohol withdrawal symptoms is the only withdrawal symptoms that you can die from, right? Going to seizures, tremors, excessive tremors, absolutely, which hence some people need to be detoxed in a medical unit. Right. So, yeah, it is real. And also you may see a lot of people with the shakes, tremoring of the hands, and you give them a drink and they stop for the most part, or it's not as intense. That means that they're surviving off alcohol. So, yes, if they stop drinking, we have a very deadly situation. Right. If they stop drinking at that time and they're not under medical care. Right. Right. And that's a tough one when you talk about addictions, because sometimes in families we continue to feed that person alcohol because we don't want to see them suffer through, right, those irreversible withdrawal symptoms, which means that they're always feeling, right, unless they get the appropriate treatment. But you were saying something about the emotional drinking for the self-medicating depression, anxiety.
Yeah. I must be intoxicated right now.
What's wrong with you? You ain't sharing.
You believe people do emotionally drink when they out having a good time?
Emotion make you cry sometimes.
What? No, he didn't. Could you repeat your question? I'm so sorry.
Emotional drinking. Is that possible? Can you? So if you're out, you know, kicking it, is it possible to transition into drinking, thinking about your problems or vice versa? You start thinking about your problems and then all of a sudden now you're drinking for a good time. Right. So
I
now we double
do
drink.
And I've seen people do that. And I'd be like, are you on your Mary J. Blige moment? Like, you know, you like this close to candles and a hot bath and like, you know, you want to cry and everything. I think that's so sad.
Mm.
I was like, are you serious right now?
Mm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, cousin Lisa. She says, what did I stumble on? We're trying to remain sober
in the club
on New Year's Eve. Right? We're trying to convince some folk not to get toe up from the flow up, right, on New Year's Eve. I don't know if it's working with Dr. King right now. But emotional drinking, that's huge, right? And sometimes we you know, play a factor in that for each other. Or you're at home alone. Right. We do ask that question. Do you drink? Do you do most of your drinking at home or out in a social gathering? And so we do, you know, zone in on if you drink most of your drinking is at home. Yes. Then what's going on? Right. Because emotional drinking can happen every day. Mm-hmm. Right. Some people say I needed to go to sleep. And it's like, that's a problem, right? If you need, and in your words, I need it or else I can't sleep, mostly because of racing thoughts or, you know, worrying, you know, inability to sleep. And you say you need, quote unquote, this medication, which is alcohol, to put you to sleep.
Okay, now that I think about it, I did do it one time, but not the bathroom scene. I did. I literally, it was like so emotional in my house.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, I think I had a bottle a day and it was like, I had Verdi. And I remember the last time I decided like, I'm not going to do this anymore. I think I saw the person come in the house and I was like laying on the floor and I was like, am I on this floor? and which I was. And I remember at another setting, because of this person, I was like, they were like gathering for a funeral, pre-funeral dinner. But I was like, keep them coming. Keep them coming. And I think I was like, fisting them. Like,
okay.
Like,
okay.
After glass. But, you know, my emotions was towards that person. Like, you know, I can't stand you.
Okay.
So.
Trying to calm yourself down.
I was this close.
What were you drinking?
It was more wine.
Why?
I was at another setting.
Really? Really? Oh my goodness. Y'all don't understand.
Oh, sorry.
Focus.
I was.
Focus.
He has ADHD, so he can't.
Focus, okay? Kim Tony says people can also screen themselves and loved ones with it. Yes, absolutely, the cage screening tool. And yeah, most of these screenings are online. Yeah. Focusing on drinking how much, right? What your pattern is. Alicia said that's her jam. You can't be triggering folk on here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
I'm glad
you're
feeling
sorry,
all
right. You're
right.
Sorry. You trying to help Ike?
Oh, my goodness. So.
Hey.
Really? 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 Lord help us. Lord help us.
So
we are not gonna blame it on the alcohol, okay?
We're not?
Because we're not going to let it happen.
Oh, that's right. You're okay. Right. That's it. That preach, sister.
Yes,
there you go.
Preventive show.
Come through.
Oh, my goodness. So, all right. We were supposed to be talking about attending church service. That mm-hmm. was the last celebration
right.
tip, okay?
Right.
Oh, my God. Read Dr. Charles.
Really?
Oh, my buddy.
Hold on. Kim Tony says, do you feel you need to cut down? Do you get angry when people talk about your drinking? Do you feel guilty about your drinking? Do you need an eye-opener? Yeah.
That's the cage.
Okay, that's the cage. Yeah. Huh. All right. That's also the suds. It's another, some
Dr. Brown says, wait, I'm late. What we drinking and where my glass?
The goose made me loose. Really?
What? Where is it?
The gray goose.
Oh,
God.
What?
The Browns have connected with each other.
Oh. Okay.
I guess those black powers uniting again.
So.
Did you believe in that?
The who?
The black powers
uniting. Did you
get
your black powers on the 21st? Did you get your
no.
your superpowers
no.
on the
okay.
21st?
You didn't get no superpowers either.
Ain't in the loop.
Oh, okay. So anyway, Kim Tony is proposing some nice questionnaires, right?
Mm-hmm.
It really.
Am I drinking my two-step?
No, sorry. Go ahead.
Dr. Brown, we're talking about being sober on New Year's Eve, right? Not drinking till you pass out, alcohol, right? Being so intoxicated. And so we were talking about attending church service, right? But this last one here, stay at home or go to a friend's house, right? And what this essentially means is that if you're planning a celebration at your house, be creative in what you do, right? So a lot of people are doing movie marathons, game night, right? You may say, okay, well, what are we, if we don't want to load ourselves with alcohol, right? What do we drink, right? What do we consume? Now, depending on where you are and how you view your alcohol consumption, we have mocktails, right? Mm. And so there are a lot of recipes out there, right, that talk about creating mocktails, right? Basically, they mimic they're the version of the beverages, right?
So,
the alcohol beverages.
So while I'm over here eating my prime rib, you go over here eating the rice cake. That's the equivalent.
It is not the equivalent of that, really. Tofu. We have what is that? Meat supplements. You didn't have to go to a rice cake.
So while you over there drinking grapefruit juice with some sparkling water in it and some simple syrup and all that stuff making your stomach hurt.
You can do fruit, real
making
fruit.
Your stomach hurt.
Well, your stomach can be hurting from the distilled alcohol that you're consuming.
No, because see, when you're drinking, you over there getting your...
Really? I apologize
you,
to those
the worst,
who...
Who? How am I the worst?
Are,
you don't get the chorus.
On the fence about consuming alcohol. Listen, right? Do not play these songs.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
On New Year's Eve for yourself, right? Talking about drinking. There's other music that can, you know, get you in the dance spirit, even if you have a virtual dance party, right? You can find other music to play, okay? We have house music, right? We have, you know, techno music, whatever, you know, your cultural, flavor is. Tap into that, right? But no music talking about alcohol, okay? Okay, got it. All right, Felicia says we're doing a vision board party. I like that idea.
But is there going to be alcohol? Is it going to be the vision board, the first person to lose their vision? Is that
the really, really
lose their sight?
That's we're creating a new traditions.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
All right, right. So mocktails, right? There are a lot of recipes online that you can find. That's very creative, very tasty. Okay. And you still can have a good time, right? And of course, we have the sparkling cider. We even have hot tea, right? So really getting into, you know, there are other ways you can enjoy the night without all your drinks being alcoholic beverages. Is that a such thing, Dr. King? Can we have a variety of beverages? Right. At our gathering, to where all beverages
absolutely
don't consist of alcohol, ethanol. Okay. All right. So that's what we want to say is, you know, if you wanted to toast up, right, to each his own, but think about, you know, creating memories, right? Let's remember how far we've come this year.
I don't think there's anything right. wrong with having separate. You can have multiple. You can have a different. It's just like food. You have people who don't eat meat. So you have like vegetables for those people and stuff like that. But then for the people who, you know, want to come and have a good time, you have, you know, stuff for them too.
You.
What?
I'm talking about the person who does consume alcohol.
Right.
Can you have more than
just alcohol at the party? Well, that's why I say you have something for everybody.
Right.
You can have some. You can have something if you want a virgin drinks, mocktails. Just the song. Just the way that sound don't even sound like I want to drink a mocktail. So I like meat loaf. It's mm-hmm. like nothing I want to, you know. But no, we can have stuff for people who have
change up your drinks. So don't spend the whole day, right? Whatever time your festivities start,
yeah.
right? Don't spend the entire time just consuming alcohol.
Oh, you just can't go from like light to dark.
Really?
Well, you right. can switch it up and just be
really,
like,
really. Y'all pray for me.
I'm just
right.
You know, they might have some stone cold. You know, I mean, you know, I ain't know he's gonna say all that right there. Though. I tried to get that part out.
That's when you really feel it, right?
Yeah, that's when you got to go seek counseling immediately. You need to be at that party at the door. Whatever party that is, you need to just be at the door, at the party.
Listen, don't let every cup in your hand
right.
contain alcohol.
Okay.
That's the message, right? You know.
These are facts.
If you say, I don't want to drink on New Year's Eve, make it known to the people you're with. Hopefully they respect your decision. Right. Alicia says, who mixes light and dark? The Bible even say, don't do that. Y'all got Kim Tony over here asking what's happening. Clearly, we somebody's preparing their playlist, right, for the night. So just really, you know, understanding that this is a year. 2020 has been a year, right, of gratitude, being grateful. And so I encourage you all to really, really think about how you want to spend it, right? Mm-hmm. What on the agenda for the night, right? Having no plan also sets you up, especially those who are, again, talking about harm reduction and remaining sober. Have a plan. Right. Have a plan. You know, understand that you control it. It does not control you. And don't feel pressured. Right. This is a year of we've all been resilient and we've all been, you know, tapped into patience, inner strength. And so don't spend the last day of the year giving in to something that you've worked hard right at controlling and maintaining. Right. I've taken note that, you know, overdoses have significantly increased and clearly. Right. We spent a lot of time drinking this year in itself since the pandemic that, you know, we have those statistics. And so, you know, I dare not say if you've spent the last 10 months drinking, right? Let's not overdo it in the sense of, because now it's time to celebrate. Your body has a higher tolerance, right? And so, you know, it just makes sense to say, okay, I'm going to reset. You know, I'm going to press reset, right? I'm not going to use this particular day to go to a place where I may not be able to recover from. You know, we honestly don't know what's coming in 2021, right? So I don't want to leave out the year waking up next to, you know, the toilet, right? I don't want to spend, you know, my night and I wake up and I don't know how I got here, right? Or I'm at the doctor, you know, the next day.
Oh, that don't really go with
that. Right.
I guess it do if you drink too.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Nobody's supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, or, you know, you even if you around people you're close with, right? Remember when you drink, mm-hmm. you do some stuff that you say you never do.
Lay back.
Gave people another addiction.
Oh my goodness.
We're trying to help the people have a good New Year.
That's okay. So you know, it's one of those things where you want to wake up and understand what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Tony said, if church people come, I just hide drinks in the laundry room. The first lady wants to know why everybody going in and out of my laundry. What? Why we got it? First lady, don't you?
No, you know what? I remember people used to, people would hide at certain events.
Okay.
Like when you go to people's houses after Sunday or something.
Oh.
And the folk would hide the alcohol. Talking about they didn't want to drink in front of the pastor. So I give you funny story.
Okay.
My former pastor, Ray Williams, we would go to my mentor's house, my late mentor, Lovie McCurry. We'd go to his house. And his wife would not want to drink when the pastor was there, but Lovey would say, "This is my house." He said, "I got a whole bar downstairs. What I look like not drinking because he in my house?"
What?
So we were downstairs playing spades and beer and everything in the basement, and so they was upstairs. So you know he knew we were downstairs drinking. So he made his way downstairs, and it was like, what y'all finna do, hide the whole bar? What y'all gonna do? Put a sheet up and cover up the bar? What y'all gonna do? I was like, pass me my cup. Yeah, we was still, so we was pouring, and you know. But he sat down at the stage table and drank Sprite.
There we go.
Right, he drank his Sprite. Because he used to be a drinker, he told us a long time ago.
So he just, okay.
Yeah, he
okay.
said him and Cavassier was not, okay. Yeah, that was his drink.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
Everybody said no.
All right, so we got a great people. I just want you all to enjoy this particular night because we've had such, you know, a hectic, chaotic, very traumatic year. No need to go out, right, and say this is for the cause, right? No need to do that. Make it meaningful. Spend it with some great people. Right, that has your best interest and have fun, right, and be safe. Definitely don't drink and drive. Don't do any drugs and drive, right, because you still will get pulled over and get a DUI, right? So that's first and foremost, is making sure that whatever you do, it does not affect you and your decisions. All right, great people. So this is our last show of the year, and we made it. Right. And I look forward to a new year focusing on great things for mental wellness. All right. And I hope you do the same. Right. So this time next week, I like that statement, Kim Tony. It's been a rough year already. Don't make it any more devastating than it already has been. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So. Tell somebody you love them before the year is over. Hug somebody. Tell them how meaningful they are to you and vice versa. Get love. Give love. All right? And have a
and?
Day. What? Why? Why?
Huh? Oh.
So going back up to the set.
You learned a lot from that song.
What? I don't remember that.
24 years ago.
24 good years ago. Yeah, long time.
Really,
long time.
Really,
yeah.
Remember, don't consume too many drinks, right?
Right.
In an hour. Because
you
too
could have child support.
764.92.
You too could be responsible for $764.92 out of every one of your checks. That could be you. Okay. Don't be you.
So let's not binge drink.
Right.
Let's be mindful.
Right. Let's
right.
Not be,
understand you don't have to drink to
let's
have
not
a
pay
good $1,500
time. A month.
Practice your dance moves now. Okay. If you want to dance, right, go ahead and do you. Okay. So therefore, love you too, Pastor Ellis. All right. Don't overdo it. Okay. Don't let anybody trigger you. All right. Understand that there's another year you need to get through. Right. God's been too good and he's been so merciful. All right. Who baby that? This show is over. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for an amazing year. You hung in there with me when I had to take my hiatus, but you came on back in here. I appreciate you.
Where are these people coming from on the show at the end, though? That's what I want to know. All the people on your show need to be, when you coming back, what's your first show of the year? Is it the first week of January?
Yeah,
next week.
Next week? Oh, yeah, we'll be back at it.
Next Tuesday. That's January the 5th. So all these people that's on here right now, I need y'all to be on here on talk to the Facebook people. I ain't talking to my blog talk people because I know the blog talk radio people are there. But you, all of you people who are right now on Facebook, y'all need to be. The show starts at 5:30. 5:30. Come support your girl. 5:30. Don't make me start calling out y'all names.
Y'all are funny.
I'm trying to help the people. 5:30. And then share the thing. It was 10, 11 y'all on here. Should be 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 17, 11 shares. Something like that on here. All right, I'm through talking.
What? Dr. Brown, you're not confused. We are getting together. We're going to watch service, right? So I know you have your service ready, and we're not getting drunk.
Dr. Brown, what time is communion?
On the Holy Spirit. We will get drunk on the Holy Spirit.
The book of Jack and Daniel says.
Anyway, all right, y'all. Take it easy. I'll see y'all next year. All right. Be safe. And I love you all. All right. Good night.
Everybody should know that's how love goes. That's the way it is. Hurry up. I'm talking. I'm talking. I'm talking.